Fastlane does not rate highly with epidemiologist Henry Blackburn. We go to Minneapolis for his comments.
Humans in cages. The affluent modern human of our species is an animal. And shortly after maturation, this animal is confined to special cages. In one of these, a mobile steel and plastic cage, it's exposed for an hour or two every day to complex decisions, frustration, and danger in an atmosphere high in carbon monoxide and transported to and from other cages. In these other cages, under constant temperature environments, the animal's activity is constrained during many hours of sitting, a few moments of standing, and short level walks of low energy, usually to reach cages in which it is passively transported. The affluent animals of this species are regularly overfed with animal and grain chow that usually supplies about 20% calories, saturated fats, 20% refined carbohydrates, 10% from fermented spirits. The chow also contains high concentrations of herbicides, pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, antioxidizing agents, and sodium at 20 times physiologic needs. This industrialized species is systematically conditioned to self-administer approximately 20 potent doses of nicotine and 5 doses of caffeine alkaloids daily. It is then trained to lie motionless in a darkened cage for about 3 hours a day, watching a cathode ray tube that continuously presents ambiguous information with repeated suggestions for purposeless, unhygienic activity. Then the animal is rewarded to the degree and vigor with which it pursues these goalless activity throughout life. Exposed to such an environment for about half the average lifespan, nearly all these animals develop serious lesions in their arteries. About half the male animals eventually experience damage to the heart muscle, and about half of these survive the dramatic onset of the acute cardiac event. These survivors are returned as soon as possible to the same system of cages. In new habitats, this sick animal is placed in a special therapeutic cage, usually a human and smelly one, along with other sickly animals, and they're stressed repetitively to near maximal capacity for 30 to 60 minutes several times a week. This stress uniformly produces ischemic and arrhythmic cardiac episodes and on occasion even sudden death. However, this death is often immediately reversed by massive direct current shocks to the animal's usually hairless skin. This new system of conditioning sick animals with intense exercise is associated among those that survive with documented improvement of their capacity to run on their new set of treadmills. It is poorly tested with respect to survival of animals so handled or to their future experience of heart attack. Nevertheless, it's reported anecdotally that following exposure to this physical conditioning cage, the animals appear to be more tranquil and to engage in somewhat more humping activity.
Thank you, Dr. Blackburn.